President Bush says that we're winning the war on subways. 14th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Washington, D.C. Speaking before an enthusiastic crowd, President Bush addressed the nation this evening, ensuring the public that we are winning the war on subways. This announcement followed the news of two foiled assassination attempts by the subways in New York. Despite heavy advantages in the resources of momentum and mass, the subways were nonetheless unable to carry out their mission, thanks to the valiant efforts of Daniel Fitzpatrick and Wesley Autry. The war on subways had entered the national lexicon after the Subway Terrorist Alliance of 2005, in which three London transits executed a well-coordinated suicide attack, killing over 50 civilians in the process. The growing fear of a subway attack on American soil had galvanized Homeland Security into action. During the national press conference, Bush said, quote, "Let me assure you, it doesn't matter how fast they are, how loud they are, or how urine-soaked they are. The American people will not back down from the threat of subways," unquote. However, many do not share Bush's fervor to end the war on subways. Dr. Balkins, a professor of political science at Yardell University, says, quote, "Has Bush already forgotten about the war on planes? The Bush administration has yet to prove a link between airplanes and subways," unquote. Bush dismissed such claims, urging Americans to stand together to resist the axis of evil, planes, subways, and buses. Man, that guy must smoke a lot of reefer. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.